Where did you start? From high school, you started like sanding or something?
I started blocking drawers. Mm-hmm. And that was a job where the guy working on the other side, he built drawers. And what that consisted of, once you pick the drawer up, you turn it upside down. And you shoot staples in the corners all the way around the drawer. And then you go back and put two glue blocks right beside of the centerpiece that went down the drawer. That's called the munt. So you would put a little glue on each side of that and then glue the blocks in and stack it on the load. Very menial job. And that's basically when you first went to White, that's what you started on, menial jobs. I mean, it wasn't a job of where you had a lot of responsibility. It wasn't a job where it took a great deal of skill. I mean, it was just basic employment, you know. And then you had to basically work your way up from that. You know, you had to prove that you could do more. You had to prove that you were willing to learn and to, you know, to advance up the ladder. So, like I said, basically it was just a menial job, you know. It wasn't too bad. You learn a lot about drawers because basically you just take it for granted when you see a drawer. You know, it's just a drawer. You don't know actually what goes into building it, or you just think, well, that's a one-man job. So it was a great experience.
And then how did your progression?
I went from blocking drawers to building drawers. The guy that I was working with, he retired. And so I started building drawers. And then I built drawers for 5 years. And so then it was a clamp position that came open. That was the job that I was on when the plant shut down, where you had a lot of different parts that was coming to you. Like, say, for instance, a dresser or a night table. It was your job to glue up all the case ends, assemble everything, put it in the clamp, and work it out, you and one other person. And so when that job came up, they said, well, you know, my supervisor told me, said, I think you'd be good for that, you know. I said, if I were you, I would try. They said it'd be more money. So I tried it, and I worked that job for 11 years. I built and block drawers for 5, and then I run the clamp for 11.
Big commitment of time there.
Yeah, exactly.
Were most people promoted from within? You usually wouldn't hire people from outside at the higher level positions?
No, not at all. You take it as a type of thing where if you were an assistant supervisor, say for instance, it was always thought, well, if you were assistant supervisor, if something happened to the supervisor, you automatically moved up. That's the way it used to be done. And then after Whites was sold, that wasn't the case at all. I mean, it was the type of thing, if you were assistant supervisor, that didn't mean a thing. I mean, they could pull somebody else from the outside if they wanted to. If they could pull somebody from inside the plant that hadn't been working, that hadn't even had assistant supervisor training, they could pull them in if they wanted to make them assistant supervisor. It didn't matter. It was just basically who they felt like could do the best job the quickest. Mm-hmm. So it was the type of thing where people used to base their employment record on seniority. Well, once White sold out, there was no such thing as seniority. Mm-hmm. Seniority went right out the door with White's. It was the type of thing, who could get the job done the fastest? That was seniority. That was basically it. Because when Whites was, when they were bought out, a lot of people had been there for years. Some of the people had 35 years. Some of the people had 25 years. I mean, they lost their jobs. I mean, management felt like their position, the positions that they had weren't important, and somebody else could do that job. So they were let go.
Do you think that has anything to do with the fact that they were senior and were making the most money, and so they were trying to cut costs? Or
well, that's a possibility then. I can't necessarily say that would be fact, because some of the people they laid off wasn't making that much money. Mm-hmm. It was just a position that they had that was drawing a check, and drawing a check didn't justify the job that they were doing. So, I mean, even if they weren't making $3 an hour, if the job didn't justify making $3 an hour, management saw that as, well, that's a loss. We're losing money. We're paying this guy $3.